welcome to our bonus holiday episode.
Hello and welcome to another bonus episode. This time we will be talking about how a few of us internationals celebrate holidays in Finland, how to make yourself feel at home, and what fun traditions Finland has to offer.
Hello everybody. So in today's episode, we have a guest speaker, our friend Sarah, and you can hear Sarah's voice in the beginning of each of our episode. Thank you, Sarah, for lending your voice to us.
Hi.
Hi, Sarah.
Happy to be here. My name is Sarah. I live here in Helsinki. Been here for 2.5 years now. I have two kids, one that's nearly three who was born in America, and one that's 7 months now, and she was born in Finland. So me and my husband are both Americans. So unlike everyone else here, I do not have a Finnish counterpart.
Lucky you.
That's super interesting.
But yeah, let's talk about Finnish celebrations, Christmas, and anything that happens around December.
What comes to mind when you think about the Christmas time in Finland? What is celebrated?
Well, I think the first and most important holiday in Finland is the Independence Day. That's at the start of December, and I think that kind of starts off the season, for me at least.
Oh yeah? Okay, I somehow feel like the start would be already in the end of November when the Advent, when time starts, and well, not this year, but in normal years, the lights are put up and the Christmas markets start. Yeah, this year there's of course no Christmas markets, but they put up the lights already in November. So this is for me kind of the start of the holiday season. How about for you, Sarah?
I feel like the holidays kind of start when daylight saving time hits, because that's when everybody puts the lights up.
True, yeah.
That is true.
Because it gets so dark and everyone's like, well, better celebrate some holidays now. It's too depressing.
Yeah, yeah.
What about for you, Sarah? Because Thanksgiving is usually, if I'm not wrong, like in the end of October, beginning of November. So it's kind of like much more before than the holiday season starts here. So how does that feel for you to be here and to be kind of like away from family?
Well, traditionally in America, it's kind of really taboo to do anything relating to Christmas until Thanksgiving is over. So when you don't have Thanksgiving, it's kind of like, when does anything start? And Thanksgiving's kind of... Thanksgiving not in America is a little depressing because like some stores carry Thanksgiving type foods, but they're all just a little bit wrong. And like, I'm not going to make a whole turkey when I'm the only one who's going to eat it. So like, it's just not the same.
That has to be really weird.
Yeah, especially since it's a holiday that really just revolves around food and being physically with people. And when you can't do either of those two things, it's like, I guess I can wear a turkey hat.
Do you?
I made my toddler do it. Does that count?
I bet he had fun.
He's going to hate you one day when he sees the pictures, though. But
hey, they're all going to have those photos.
But how was it for you, if you think of the first Thanksgiving here, so you haven't been at that point that long in Finland? Did you go back to the US for your first holidays, or did you stay here?
No, we've actually never been home during the holidays because flights are just so ridiculous. And, you know, going through airports at that time of year overseas is just, it's such a pain. So I was going to go back to the holidays this year, but of course, coronavirus has made it so we haven't been back for a year and a half now.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a really long time.
So usually if it's a holiday and we're home, especially if it's a Finnish holiday where we don't really have anything to do, we go to the zoo because the zoo is always open and nobody else is at the zoo if it's a Finnish holiday. So on Christmas and on Finnish Independence Day, whenever it is, we go to the zoo.
That's a really cool idea, actually, and a really nice tradition that you made kind of for yourself here in Finland.
Yeah, I think that's the interesting part also, like how everyone comes up with own traditions when spending spending the holidays abroad. But have you kept some of the traditions, like Thanksgiving, for example? Like how do you celebrate it when you're in Finland, apart from the hat?
Thanksgiving, we mostly kind of let slide. You know, it's not as important of a holiday because our family also celebrates St. Nick's, and we also celebrate Hanukkah, and we also celebrate Christmas. So there's a lot of holiday within 2 months span. So Thanksgiving, it kind of gets, there's no presents involved. So we just kind of.
Yeah, so it's okay.
Yeah, we'll call family and let it be.
It's really interesting that you mentioned San Nix, because I think both Rabe and me as well are celebrating it as San Nicolaus.
Yeah, for me too.
6th of December, which is unknown to people in Finland, mostly because they celebrate Independence Day. So I can remember this year when I got presents for the boys, and I made them like clean their boots on the 5th in the evening and put them on the window. And then I said, okay, in the night, like the San Nicolaus is going to come and bring you some small gifts. And yeah, and then next morning or next day when we were talking with my parents-in-law, they were saying like, oh, why did they get gifts? It's like Independence Day. And I'm like, well, it's also like the San Nicolaus for me. And for me personally, it was always one of my favorite holidays when I was a kid. I don't know why, but like just the whole thing and the whole like putting the boot out, and like it's a bit more than Christmas for me, because on Christmas, okay, Santa Claus kind of comes, but then from some point onwards, of course, you don't know about it, or you know that Santa Claus isn't real, but the whole boot thing was always like a really, I don't know, it was a really nice add-on to kind of prepare it and to put it on the window.
Yeah, for me, it was the overnight, you know, like you wake up in the morning and there's something. And I know, like in America, I guess you celebrate Christmas also that way, that you get the gift on the 25th in the morning. For us, Christmas was always on the 24th in the evening, we get the gift. And this whole day of 24th, this was horrible for me as a kid. I felt sick the whole day because I was so excited, and I don't know, there was no good activity. Like from the church, they organized these kind of like kids camps during the day to have the kids do something. But still, like, it was all just to kill time somehow until the evening would come. And that wasn't actually a nice feeling. Like, once the evening was there, it was fine. But then for St. Nicholas, it was so nice. You get up in the morning and there are the gifts and no really bad waiting time. You could sleep that waiting time, you know.
Yeah, it's actually really interesting, because in Croatia, we also celebrate Christmas like in the US, like on the 25th in the morning. So the Santa comes overnight, yeah. That's actually the way that I got to know that Santa isn't real, because one night, during like the night before Christmas, when I was like, I don't know, 7 or 8, I actually woke up to some noise and I saw my dad in his pajamas going into my room where the Christmas tree was and putting something there. And then I can remember that I was kind of like pondering and thinking like, okay, like this isn't real. It's been actually dad all along.
Yeah, you said that before. Now I remember that one like proof why Santa Claus is from Finland, that he comes here in the evening and then he moves down towards the south and then on towards America and then comes there in the morning. I really like that.
Yeah, I find it also super weird that here in Finland it's like that it comes in the evening. It's like, I don't know, because when you see the Santa and if everybody like sees Santa at the same time, then you have to know that it's not real. Like, come on. It's not like Santa is at my house and at your house at the same time and they look totally different. So we're arguing actually still, yeah, at the same time. So like we're actually arguing about it with my partner that like, what are we going to do with the kids? Because I find it super ridiculous and they're going to be scared of this random man coming into our home like with the presents.
At the same time.
And I'd rather do it overnight and think it's much easier, much less costly and much less organization. Just like put it there in the evening when they go to sleep and that's it. But
yeah, I never thought about this either, now that you said it, that he comes and brings the gifts on the 24th. Like, I saw that for the first time in my au pair family in Finland, that they actually had someone dress up as Santa and come to the doorstep, but the kids were super scared, and I thought that this is a horrible tradition. Like, I wouldn't do this to my kids. For us, like, I don't know, we go outside, we go to sauna, and then when we come back, there are the gifts under the tree. Like, this is how we do it.
To be fair, though, I always liked the fact that the Finnish Santa Claus at least has to go to the front door, where the American one apparently breaks into every house through the chimney, especially because a lot of houses don't have chimneys. So, like, how is he getting in? Like, that's a little creepy. But
true, but maybe it's like the little Christmas elves that help him come in, you know?
So in some way, it's more magical or creepy, depending if you're a child or an adult, I suppose.
That's actually a good point that I never, ever thought about. I never even thought about how Santa comes in. Yeah, maybe he has this like main key to every house there is.
Actually, in my family, we don't have the, it's not the Santa Claus coming, but the Christ child, because my family is quite, yeah, my family is quite religious, and, or like, well, my dad is a pastor, so I grew up with the Christmas being quite a big part of the year. And yeah, it's the Christ child that comes while, actually for us it was while we were eating. That was also part of that was not so nice about it, that we had to eat first. And then, you know, kids being really excited and nervous, and you have to eat first. My sister puked every year in front of the Christmas tree.
That is hilarious. Yeah. Like, it's horrible, but hilarious.
Yeah, so we ate, and while we ate, the Christ child came with the angels. They came through the keyhole, and they put everything, I don't know how this even made sense, but for kids, you know, it somehow does, and put the gifts there, and then a little bell rang. My dad magically always disappeared to the bathroom just at that time. The bell rang, and then we were allowed to go into the Christmas room.
Yeah, actually, I never even, because I didn't grow up with a religious background, like my parents aren't religious, and I'm not either, so I actually never even thought about it. I mean, of course, Christmas is about like, or the original Christmas is about like Jesus and so on. So I never even thought about what the people actually do that believe in Jesus and how they celebrate Christmas. It's really stupid for me, actually. But yeah, I always just like focus on Santa and like, yeah, Santa brings the presents. Yeah.
What? Why would he, if you don't believe in the why he brings the gifts? But yeah, I was actually thinking that I guess today I'm the maybe we need to mention that we are doing this over Skype today, and it's this causes some laughter. But yeah, what did I want to mention? Yeah, actually, today I was thinking that I'm the one with the unpopular view that when thinking about what we miss about our traditions and how we used to celebrate, I was thinking that actually nowadays the most I miss the church services. Though in Finland they are awful. Like, I haven't visited yet a single one where I thought that this would be worth going. And yeah, I'm used to something very different, like crowded churches, people that like never go to church, but on Christmas they would go, and there would be always something special, and like a play where the kids or the youth play the Christmas story, and everyone sings, and it's just nice, and like atmosphere that for me Christmas always started from that point when we got out of the church. Like, this was a really big part, and that's what I really miss in here.
But have you been to the German church here? Do they have something different?
No, I haven't been on Christmas to the German church, because when we are here, we spend Christmas at my partner's family. They live 400 kilometers away from Helsinki in a really small city. And yeah, there I went a couple of times to the church service, even took the kids along, and yeah. Bad idea.
Yeah, it's the Lutherans in Finland.
Yeah, that was that. I don't suggest that, especially not with the kids. They had a play corner though in the back of the church. When I got in, I was wondering, like, a play corner in the church? But well, when the service started, then I realized why.
We have those play corners in churches in America too.
Oh yeah, interesting. Yeah, but what about you? What do you miss about
maybe from Christmas time or church traditions? Yeah.
Oh man. Well, growing up, at least, So I was raised in a Catholic house. So I grew up with the religious environment. I'm not religious anymore, but we grew up with midnight mass. And I don't know if you guys have a something similar, but once I was old enough to go, the midnight mass on Christmas Eve is where they start the fire that lights the candle that somehow it has to do with holy water. Yeah. I don't quite remember the details, but there's a giant fire. And that's always cool. And there's like a procession. So like it was a much more interesting mass and you got to stay up late. So there was a lot of excitement about that. But then everything really happened on Christmas Day for us growing up. And of course, the biggest thing is that I don't see any of my extended family. I haven't seen my grandparents in 3 years, and that's like, that's the thing I probably would miss the most. And the candy. They don't have the same candy here. I'm not making candy equatable with my grandparents.
I'm not the big like person on traditions and so on, especially because in my family we never really celebrated these things as, like, I don't know, my parents just weren't big on these type of traditions, and we always had like a Christmas tree or so most of the years, and I always got some present, but it was never like a huge thing. Maybe because I'm like, my family isn't big, it was just my parents and me and the grandparents. But we would always go to eat at the grandparents' place, at one grandparents on Christmas Day and on the other with the other grandparents on the 26th. And that's, I have to say, also the thing that I miss most. I mean, unfortunately, most of my grandparents are not with us anymore, and just my one grandma is still alive. But I really miss the food, and the food is overall for me what I miss the most in Finland. Just tasting some food that I had in my childhood or back home, it totally makes or gives me a flashback of like my childhood and all the traditions that we had, including Christmas.
Do you have Christmas food in Croatia?
Yeah, we do. And I'm actually making it every year here in Finland. My parents sent me this like one specific thing, which is called malinci. It's kind of like this pasta-related dish that you eat with the chicken from the oven, and this one salad that in every country is called differently. I think in Finland they call it Russian salad. We call it in Croatia French salad. It's more or less like in France they never heard of it, and in Russia they eat it, but they're calling it Russian salad. It's like this, it's a mayo based salad where there's peas and carrots and pickles and this kind of mayo eggy kind of sauce with it. It's delicious. It's just pure calories, but it's delicious.
Is it with pasta or with potatoes or?
No, there's neither one inside. It's just it's like a salad, you know, like really healthy.
Because it sounds like our pasta salad.
No, with pasta it's never, like, you can put potatoes in it, but it's very rarely done with potatoes. Usually it's with just the peas and the pickles and the carrots and a lot of mayo.
What's for you Christmas food, Sarah?
Well, for me, Christmas food, well, it's hard because my husband's vegetarian, so that already eliminated a lot of the food I grew up with before we left the country. But for me, the thing I miss the most is the sweets. So, you know, there's American-style cookies that just aren't quite the same as the cookies here. We use a lot more, like, cinnamon and other spices in our cookies. But then my parents also made a lot of, like, homemade chocolates, like turtles, the caramel and nuts, and the caramel and nuts and chocolate, and also the peanut butter balls that were peanut butter, like a fancy peanut butter cup. They're really good. My family made homemade caramels every single year, coated our own chocolates every single year, and those were always far superior to the cookies.
That actually sounds really delicious. Maybe we should rename this episode into like holiday foods.
Yeah, actually, I must say that for me there was never, like, we don't have Christmas food in, well, I don't want to say nowhere in Germany, but there's at least nothing like in Finland where you have like special dishes that are eaten basically only on Christmas. And there was earlier, and for some families that's still a tradition to have on the Christmas Eve, like potato salad and sausages because it's fast, and when you come home from church, then it's already prepared and ready to eat before opening the presents. But for us, it was always this kind of that I would call more like Sunday food that my grandma always cooked. When we were in church, she stayed home and cooked. But it was this kind of food that she would also make when the family comes all together for other celebrations. So I don't know if in other parts of Germany there are more like traditional foods for Christmas, but at least where I'm from, there's no this traditional Christmas food.
But I have to say it's the same actually in Croatia, because the food that I mentioned, it's kind of like this special Sunday food. So if you have some guests over, or if you have like a huge Sunday lunch or something, it's usually like this chicken from the oven and these things that I mentioned. Just on Christmas, it's a huge volume of food. Like Croatia is all about food, so you can't just have a little bit of everything. There's like huge amounts. I know that when my grandma, or when I was little, and my grandma would make like 15, 20 different types of cookies and cakes for Christmas. And we're like a small family, so we would eat these cookies and cakes until like February, because the amount that she made was insane. Yeah, it's like crazy. But I really miss that.
What do you like about the Finnish Christmas food, and what do you
I just not wanted like? To ask the same.
Yeah.
I personally love Christmas food in Finland. It's my absolute favorite. I know people usually hate it. I love it. I love all the salmon that they have, and I really love the what is it called in English? Laatikko.
Lox?
This casserole?
No, casserole. Yeah. Casserole. Like this casserole is made out of, and again, don't know the English word, the lanto.
But the, this is sweet potato, is it? No, it's not sweet potato.
What is it? Describe it.
I will quickly Google it and come back to you. You can continue.
Yeah, I do love it as well, except the liver casserole. Like that I wouldn't, I tried actually once, but well, liver is just not my thing. But everything else, like the ham, I do eat, but not in the amounts that they make. Like I do eat it like here and there, but in my partner's family, at least, they actually do really this big Christmas ham, and then they eat it from morning till evening for a whole week at least. And well, that I can't do, but
same here.
Yeah.
Well, I Googled it. It's turnip.
Turnips?
Turnip casserole.
Oh, really? Turnip. Never heard this word.
I would not have expected really delicious. That.
Sarah was, all the time Rabea was talking, Sarah was like, yeah, I'm really happy I never had this food, probably.
I'll stick with my frozen pizza at Christmas, so thank you very much.
Maybe, Sarah, this year is the year where you should buy from, like, the supermarket here all the super traditional. Like, we can make you a list of things to buy and then just try it all. And it's, you know, mostly it's vegetarian, so maybe, like, your partner or your husband can eat it as well. So
Yeah.
We'll see how much of it is gluten-free and vegetarian.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I'm a huge fan, and I actually love the liver, like, casserole. It's something that I eat during the year sometimes when I just don't know what to eat, then I just buy it from the store because it's delicious. Oh, wow. I loved liver my whole life. Oh. Yeah. I'm the weird person who loves Finnish food. Yeah. Now I'm really, like, thinking I really have to introduce Sarah to Finnish food. You can't be here, like, 3 years and not have had Finnish Christmas food.
You know, it's kind of remarkable how many of the Finnish traditional foods I've managed to avoid. Most of the ones that we do have in our daily diet are only there because our son goes to Päiväkoti. So, like, anything that he gets at Päiväkoti that he wants at home, now that's a staple, and I don't know what we're going to do without the Risi Piraka. So,
you just that have is to part stay of our in life Finland.
Yeah. Stay forever.
Stay forever because of the pies.
I'm not making those by hand, that's for sure.
But what about if we go back to a little bit to the holidays we celebrate? And you mentioned, Sarah, that you celebrate Hanukkah.
Yeah.
So do you go to some masses or do you just celebrate at home? Or is there some differences, do you know, between, like, let's say, Finnish Hanukkah and, like, American Hanukkah? Is there some differences?
So I know there is, there's a Finnish community, or... I say that sentence over. There is a Jewish community in Finland, but we are not connected to them because we are not religiously Jewish. We're culturally Jewish. And that makes a difference because we don't go to synagogue. We're not doing the religious aspects. We're doing the cultural aspects. We're doing the food. We're doing the traditions. So that's, we don't really feel all that welcome in a synagogue, but also the synagogue here is very protective. You have to like show your identity before you're allowed in. I think because they're worried about anti-Semitic attacks and other such things. So we aren't connected to the Finnish Jewish population. So there are other people like us. I know from like connecting to groups of other Americans in Finland that there are other similar people who are, you know, celebrating Jewish traditions here in Finland. And it's always a thing where like 1 week before Hanukkah, all these mass emails go out where people are looking for the candles and you can't find the candles here. So you have to find this one rabbi at the synagogue and plead that he will give you some candles. Otherwise, you just have to make do with something else. But
are the candles somehow special?
Well, they fit the menorahs. So they're the right size. I mean, you could probably like whittle down another candle, but it burned too long. It would be a whole mess.
Okay,
so,
that's really interesting.
Yeah, but Hanukkah has a lot more specific foods because it has latkes. So latkes are the potato pancake. It's just grated potato with a little onion and then fried up in a pan. They're amazing. They're traditionally served with applesauce and sour cream. That's always been a little disappointing here because the applesauce here is too thin and the sour cream is hard to find. It's not the same as creme fraiche, but we make do. You can always find potatoes in Finland.
Yes. That is thing that will never disappoint you, the potatoes in Finland.
They're good. Mm-hmm. Like the Finnish cucumbers.
Yes.
So delicious. Off topic. But I think we talked already about the Nikolaus, St. Nikolaus.
What about New Year's? Is there some big differences? Like, is it celebrated really hugely in the US and in Germany in comparison to Finland?
I haven't noticed a difference to Germany, actually. Like, there's fireworks here a bit less than in Germany, which I actually appreciate, especially with small kids that wake up from all that. Since we have kids, we celebrate just alone at home mostly, or in the afternoon we meet friends. Let's see about this year how it's gonna be, but most likely alone. And then every second year we are actually in Germany celebrating Christmas, and then mostly New Year's also there. I don't really see a difference there. How about America?
On the American side, I feel like New Year's is more of a young thing, like it's a bar holiday. Like, we always did kind of a get-together, but it was kind of just, you know, you saw a family, there wasn't really a major holiday-type vibe to it. So I don't know how that compares to here, because we've always had young children. We weren't really leaving the house after 7 p.m. It makes it a little hard to celebrate New Year's Eve.
It makes it easy to deal with corona restrictions, though, right?
Very easy, yes. Yeah, we've always just gone and got the tiny bottle of champagne because, you know, we're parents, so half a bottle of champagne is way too much for us. So we get the little mini one and we split it.
Mikkel, my partner should hear this when he listens to this episode and like learn that he should not buy a whole bottle of champagne for himself and then regret it the next day. That's what he always does.
Oh, that's
because
painful.
I don't know, drink. Yeah. I always just laugh at him and always like, you know, you have to get up at like 6 a.m. tomorrow.
That's the problem. Like, no, New Year's with kids, it's like you can stay up as late as you want, but you're going to be getting up at the exact same time.
Or earlier. It's usually earlier. When you want to sleep in, it's usually even earlier than the normal. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I have to say, if I compare it to Croatia, the only thing that I would notice a difference is, again, the amount of food. Like I said, Croatia is all about food. So one thing that, for example, is specific for Austria is that there's goulash, but in the night. So after midnight, there's always goulash, like a huge pot of goulash when you're already so wasted that you really need some more food. Yeah.
But you have a separate meal at midnight?
No, after midnight. Like at like, I don't know, 1, 2 a.m.
You don't go home after midnight?
Go home? No. Who goes home? What? No, this is like if you celebrate somehow like with friends or with family. But even like, even in bars, I can remember like we were going out and I often celebrated my birthday together with New Year's because my birthday is on the 30th of December. And I can remember going out and some like bars had like, or clubs had like this goulash thing at like 3 or 4 in the morning that you could like.
They yeah. should have that every day. That sounds really smart. Where's
the It's a really good food. Idea, yeah.
It's hangover prevention food, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Or like, yeah. But then the other thing that I noticed a huge difference is the amount of fireworks, but in the other direction. Like Croatia is crazy about fireworks and all these things that just explode. Like they don't even make anything, like any nice colors or so, you can just hear the bangs. So it's ridiculous in my opinion as well. But the amount of fireworks, I can remember, like, was it last year that Mikael was my partner, was the first time in Croatia for New Year's, and we were in the countryside, so we weren't even in the big city, but you could see like hundreds of fireworks at the same time, like hundreds of them. They're like everywhere.
Yeah, the pictures from German streets for New Year's are so scary. Like you cannot see anything. Police cannot really get, ambulances cannot really get to the places where they have to because you can't see anything. It's full of smog. Like, yeah, this is so crazy.
Smog, yeah, same in Croatia.
Yeah.
Sounds like the American 4th of July.
Yeah, I just wanted to say the same.
Same fireworks, different season.
But this was actually quite a nice topic to talk about, and I think we covered it quite nicely. And it would have been, of course, interesting to hear a bit, like Katja mentioned at the beginning. And yeah, if anybody's missing out on Katja had to put her baby to sleep in the meantime. So unfortunately, she did not stay until the end of this episode. But well, that's parenting life.
Yeah, I was lucky today. No one cried in between.
I just had my partner sneak behind me and like make people laugh. Yeah, otherwise all the babies were asleep.
It's definitely fun over Skype. Let's hope that the corona situation calms down and we can see in person again next year. This was really nice.
Yeah, and thank you so much, Sarah, for joining us. This was really fun and I hope you had some fun too.
Yeah, thanks for having
me. Yeah, maybe you join us for some other episode in the future.
I would love to.
So have a really nice Christmas time and Happy New Year also to our listeners. We will talk to you again in the new year.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Happy holidays.